On this Monday, let's check the weather forecast with Mark Russo. He's at Risk Pulse in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon, T-Mark. Thanks for being with us.
Good afternoon, Todd. Glad to be here.
Well, let's start here in the United States, where surprisingly enough, we still have an awful lot of crop yet to come in, more than usual, or at least of the last decade or so. What can you tell me about weather across the Midwest?
Yeah, as we look across the Midwest for the next couple of weeks, this week is a fairly open week. We don't see any big storms here. There are going to be a few fast-moving frontal systems that will produce very light scattered activity, and primarily rain, not even any kind of snow. So no big deal here for this week. It's next week where some of the longer-range computer model guidance is starting to show a bit more active pattern with the potential of a series of stronger and even more encompassing storms, kind of starting, you know, right before Thanksgiving and potentially over Thanksgiving weekend. So that's the time frame to watch here coming up. But you know, until then, or at least over the next 7 to 8 days, it looks pretty open here and helping to at least, you know, improve the situation following the past couple of weeks, which have been quite difficult.
Anything that we should be watching in South America?
At this time for South America, we're not seeing any issues evolve at this time in terms of dryness or any kind of long-duration heat. Rather, the pattern across the vast majority of summer crop acreage will feature favorable weather, meaning that there will be frequent opportunities for rain, as well as a lack of any kind of extreme heat. And that's true from Argentina all the way through Uruguay and Paraguay and up across Brazil as well. So, you know, no sign of any ridging becoming a feature inland over South America. So from now through the early part of next month, looks like a generally favorable weather with no major issues developing.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Risk Pulse in Chicago, Illinois.